Episode 2951, Live in the Light of Love.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. I hope you have a smile on your face because it's Valentine's Day. And whether or not you are in a good place when it comes to a romantic love, I want you to know that you are loved. I love you. God loves you. So let's live in the light of love. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, just in case, if you weren't aware, I think almost everybody has heard, but you know what? Maybe not. We have partnered with Pray.com. We have a TV show that is live every Tuesday. So yes, that would be today, 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. Be there. Come join the family over there. It's exciting. It's new. It's different. We're on our sixth episode, I think. I don't know. I've lost track, but you know what? The world needs a lot more of what you have to offer and what our family here has to offer at Create Your Now. And so let's go out and impact the world that we touch together. Tell your friends, tell your family, say, you know what? If you want to have a little pick-me-up every single day, get on here at Create Your Now. Come on over to pray.com. We would love to support you in that. Because when you think about it, right, the world can be a challenging and uncertain place. It's easy to get caught up in the negativity and the fear. I'm sure you've gotten caught up in it very recently, meaning you don't have to count many days backwards. But no matter how tough things get, you always have the choice to live in the light of love. And as you know, oh yes, it is Valentine's Day, a day of love. Now, I think actually it's a marketing ploy for most people. I mean, do we really need a day of love? Okay, there is some history to that, but we're going to leave that for another day. I think I've covered that like, I don't know how many years ago. So let's just be honest with each other. In our world, many days seem quite the opposite, right, of love. There's a lot of hatred. And it makes me really sad, honestly. It breaks my heart that we can't see people for more than just exactly what they're doing. And usually what they're doing means they're hiding something else. We battle against screaming kids, unruly customers, demanding neighbors, frustrated drivers, anxious parents, upset spouses, just to name a few. And then you're exhausted. How much more can you handle? Doesn't seem like we have much to show for our advancement in science and technology when our hearts are still broken and hurting. This is real life, but it doesn't have to be real love. Live in the light of love. You get to choose how to approach every situation, interaction with a mindset of kindness, compassion, and understanding. It means to see the good in people in the world, even when it's not immediately apparent. It is hard to love someone who's hurt you. It is. Now understand, okay, hear me out. This love that we're talking about is not the love of Happy Valentine's Day love, okay? Let's just be clear. We're not talking romanticism here, okay? This is love that comes from a place of forgiveness, kindness, compassion, grace, how it's modeled to us from God Himself through His Son, Jesus Christ. Now, even though we look at this, right, and we get to choose every day how we show up, how we love. That doesn't mean that if something bad has happened, there isn't going to be any consequences for the crime, right? The issue at hand. Of course there's going to be. But it's how you handle the struggles and troubles in your everyday that you face. When you choose to see the world through the lens of love, you open yourself up to new possibilities and opportunities. If we're always grumbling, will we ever be grateful? Think about that for a minute. I don't think it's possible because you're always seeing the negative. So there are many things that we can do. And just on a day of, a happy Valentine's Day and you're thinking, I don't know, I'm not going to get a gift. Guess what? Valentine's Day doesn't have to be about a gift. If you want to get a gift, give one first. Just write your loved ones a note or a text. You don't have to go out and spend $7.89 on a Hallmark card. No, Hallmark is not a sponsor of this episode. Maybe they should be. They do have great cards. But you know what matters most is what comes from your heart. So give a gift instead of whining about what you're not getting. I mean, I'm serious. I really get kind of tired of people saying, but you know, he doesn't do anything for me. The kids won't, you know, do something for me. You know, I do everything for them. I get it. I have a large family. Mine are growing now. I've got a grandbaby. So our lives are spread across now the continental United States of America. We're not just in one household. Life becomes more complicated the older you get. You would think it would become simpler. But just because we grow older and wiser doesn't mean life gets simpler. But the way we look at it, how we approach things, can. And we get to choose. Each generation, each individual. I'm one who doesn't like all those stats out there. I use them. I share them. There's reasons why they're statisticians. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing the word right because I don't like stats. But I love love. And I think we forget why we are created here on this earth. We have got to remove the hatred and the belittling and this you're not good enough attitude towards everybody, even to our own family, our spouses. Come on, let's get real. Make it Valentine's Day every day, right? Take time each day to reflect on things in your life, right? That you could be grateful for, thankful for. Express your gratitude to the people who have positively impacted your life. Once in a while, send them a text, say, hey, just thinking about you. You don't have to say anything else. And if you can't even type up those few little words, then send a GIF or a GIF, however you want to say it. But send something that says, thank you, thinking of you. You got to give thanks in all circumstances. And then I think too, in order for us to live this out and have this light of love shine, is we've got to be kind. And we can do that with random acts of kindness. I actually go out searching for that. I know inflation's happening. I get it. I know things are expensive, but you know what? Maybe if you can pick up a coffee cup bill. Do you think that will help someone? Do you think that will put a smile not only on their face, but every single time they take a drink, they're going to be like, wow, somebody thought of me and gave this to me today. It could change their life. One cup of coffee. So be kind. Let us not become weary in loving on people and doing good. We need to have a step in mind every day to live in the light of love. And honestly, you know, with the hatred and all of that craziness, I don't know, have you been driving in traffic lately? We've got to stop the road rage. I'm telling you, cities, it is ridiculous. And we've got people who just get mad for no reason. We've got people that are not just going 5 miles over the speed limit. We've got them going consistently 15 to 20 miles over the speed limit. And it's literally killing people. If your city is one that has all of these ramps, you know, the guardrails and all, and these big, heavy, heavy steel wires that they have like two or three sometimes on the highway, if they're all messed up, don't you think that's a red flag? We've got to sit here and put away our road rage. Stop acting like you're the only one in this world that matters. And show up with a kind heart, with a loving spirit. right? Stop judging. Because you know, when you judge, you're going to be judged too. And you'll be judged with the same measure you judge others. We've got to focus on love. And wake this up, this natural thing within us. It is God-given. But for some reason, we just suppress it. What better way than every day to be a Valentine's Day? Love on your family. Love on your friends. Right? Love in the beauty of nature. Be kind to strangers. I love what 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, right? And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. I wish we would remember these little simple things in life. Things that can inspire us every single day. Things that make us stop and think. Before you go out and act on an emotion or a feeling that you're having, stop and think and say, is what I'm about to do going to be a light of love? Or is it something that's going to really tear somebody down? Maybe I can approach it differently. Just pause. That's like a millisecond. Try it on your children. For goodness sakes, I know you may have had a bad day at work. I get it. There are times that we just hate it, but that doesn't mean you have to come home and take it out on your wife or your husband or your children or, my goodness, the puppy dog. Seriously. All they want to do is be held and petted. Create a more positive and fulfilling life for yourself and those around you. Choose to live in the light of love no matter how tough things get. Because I know things get really tough and it's hard. All we have to do is turn on the news. There's a lot of questions. And the crazy thing is, though, I say that, but there's a lot of people who aren't turning on the news and they're still acting this way. So I'm not really sure why we're in the situation that we're at. But I want to pray over us on this beautiful Valentine's Day. And I want you to look at this Valentine's Day, February 14th of 2023, a game changer, and how you live in the light of love. It comes from 1 John 4, verses 7 through 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. My friend, I love you. And I pray you have a magnificent Valentine's Day. Make it a happy Valentine's Day every day, right? Find a way to live in the light of love. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.